Good evening. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha tonight, and we're talking about letting go of the past. Is that an issue with you? It is with many people. So Shireen, why do people hold on to the past, especially when it's uncomfortable for them?
Maybe it's a feeling of comfort.
Maybe discomfort is comfortable.
Yes, because they're used to it.
So sometimes it's habit, I've been suffering so long, it's just my lot
right.
in life.
Right, and also they, some people, not everyone, some people seem to take a lot of satisfaction from the pain of it.
And that shows how much I can endure, maybe. I've often thought...
Or maybe it makes them feel alive.
Ooh, yeah, I know I'm alive because I'm feeling the emotions, the feelings. That's a very interesting one. I wonder if sometimes people feel that's the most interesting thing about them is the...
It's the awful
agony.
Thing that happened.
Yeah, the awful thing that happened.
You know, before I go any further, I do want to acknowledge that a lot of atrocious things have happened to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And especially if it has happened as a child, mm-hmm. where you really don't have any kind of authority or
exactly.
control over what's happening in your life. And it's a very, very hard thing, and I understand that. What I'm saying, and I'm sure
right.
you would agree with this, is letting go of the past is very, very useful because it's not about justifying or condoning what has happened. But if I have to do it to be able to take control of the present.
Good point. Actually, when I was thinking of it, I was thinking of a conversation I had relatively recently with someone whose relationship had gone bad. So this was an adult talking about the bad relationship and how awful he was and all those things. And the relationship had been gone, actually, it seems to me like 4 or 5 years. And so that was ongoing. I thought, my goodness, is this happening ongoing? Well, no, it was over 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. And I'm going, oh my goodness, how interesting that we'd still be running around the same track again.
I know. It's like a bad Groundhog Day.
Right.
Really holding on to the past is like, you know, the same broken record over and over and over again. We're just really, really hurting ourselves when we do that.
You know, I think the paradox is sometimes we think we're protecting ourselves by reliving the pain from the past. In other words, if I'm forever vigilant, I'll never forget. And so I bring these things up again and again and again. It might keep us trapped in the pain, though, as opposed to freeing for something
right.
more.
Right. Freeing is a good word. I feel like when you hold on to the past, it's like putting chains in your feet and chains in your neck and just really just chaining yourself to something. And I feel to be able to really... really enjoy or live up to our highest potential of who I am, I have to learn to fly. And as long as I'm chained, there's no way I'd be able to fly.
So what we're not saying, though, is just to put on a happy face and nothing bad ever happened. It first, before we can release the chains, we have to acknowledge their chains on us.
Yes, and also I have to take responsibility with the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't play victim.
So, and responsibility here isn't blame. Someone recently said in a group that I was sitting in that if you want to know how to spell blame, it's be lame. And I thought, how clever that is, that it keeps you crippled to the able responsibility.
To the chains.
And you're not able to respond, therefore responsibility.
Right. And I feel that many times, it's a strange analogy, but I find this analogy to be very appropriate, is that if I'm light, which is the opposite of being, separating myself from the past, is if I'm light, that not only will I make someone else light, but also all situations around me will become light.
And when you're saying that, do you mean light as in not a heavy conversation? Not burdensome. Okay.
So the situations around me will not be burdensome. I'll be light so I can fly like a bird.
Yeah.
And then I feel that when I'm able to do that, then I'm even able to hold a mountain in my hand And that mountain is that responsibility. Whatever responsibility I have, I'll be able to hold it in the palm of my hand.
The opposite of that is taking the small molehill of sorts and turning it into a mountain that you cannot possibly carry because your thoughts have made it impossibly heavy.
Yes,
to you.
Right. You know, and also I feel we are so powerful that even if the situation that has happened to me was as bad as a huge mountain
right.
falling all over me, that I have, with God's help, I have the capacity and the strength to make it into a small little cotton ball.
By looking at yourself in the bigger picture, for one thing, as making things a learning experience.
Yeah, right. And also, I do want to say that many times about this victim,
right.
because most times, 90% of the time, I'm not able to let go because I believe I was a victim of something.
Right.
I'm not able to let go of the past. Most times I've noticed that victims always become the perpetrators.
Ooh. So this is an interesting thing, that if we stay victim too long, then we somehow, get one up, we'll...
You've noticed this with anyone who's been caught doing really bad things, whether they're serial killers or abusers or something. Oh, they were abused as children.
Yes.
And so But karma philosophy tells us mm-hmm. that actually the victim becomes the perpetrator because the victim was a perpetrator at some point.
Uh-huh.
But, and I'm not being facetious about this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying, oh, get over yourself. But I'm saying to understand this cycle.
Yes.
And if I understand this cycle and I understand the role of myself in this really bad negative cycle,
mm-hmm.
then I will not perpetuate a cycle I don't like.
So one of the things to acknowledge is that while the stereotype is most abusers were victims at some point, most victims do not become abusers because the change... You know,
because they've understood the cycle, they've understood their
yeah.
role in the cycle, and they've taken them away. So that's why it's doubly important
mm-hmm.
to get yourself away from the past.
To
break out of it, because I have the power to do it.
So this begs the question of forgiveness, and I'm suspecting not just forgiveness of the other person, but forgiveness of ourselves for, in a funny way, this sounds like I'm saying I'm to blame it, but it's not that. It's just that I'm always part of the game.
Right, right. And also, forgiveness is so important in letting go of the past.
Right.
Because only when I am forgiving, then I'm able to forget.
Yes.
If I'm not forgiving, then I'm not able to forget.
Are we truly forgiving if we don't forget?
No.
Okay,
no.
So okay, I've forgiven you, but I'm not, you know, forgive your enemies, withhold a little bit just
right.
in case they come back.
Right, right. And another thing I've noticed about the past
yeah.
is that if I keep asking myself useless questions,
yes,
like why this is to happen, what happened,
uh-huh.
and I have to change my questions.
Mm-hmm.
I have to change the way I think about things. And I feel the changing my questions is changing my understanding of things. And
absolutely.
If I change my understanding of things, then I'm able to let go of it very quickly.
So rather than asking, why did this happen, you might say, what can I do now to make things better?
Right. Right. Or this is how I should do it.
This is my next step forward.
Right, this is my next step forward.
Which makes the interesting division here of stepping to the future or staying in the past. And part of this, and of course living in the present is just building for the future, but we really can only live here. We can think back then. So is letting go of the past part of just moving up into the present? And building, therefore, a nicer future in doing this?
Right, right. Definitely. I feel that there is such an important part of letting go of the past
mm-hmm.
that it's almost as important as breathing or
yeah.
food.
Yes.
For your mind in meditation, actually that is what is meditation. And one other thing about letting go of the past is if I keep making the same mistakes, then I will not be able to... let go of the past because I keep making the same mistakes.
Got it.
And yeah. So, and I feel meditation is that I have a commitment that I'm not going to commit that same mistake again.
So in meditation of sorts, you're moving out of the story, which can keep you very well trapped. You start seeing your role in, this is the fifth bad relationship I've had. How come I keep ending up with the same person with a different face on them each time? We always are playing in the play that we create or in the storyline we create.
Right, right, we do.
And meditation helps us see through the stories.
Yeah, but also I have to have that commitment that I am not going to repeat it. And one other thing I've noticed about letting go of the past is that if I didn't use my time right in the past, then it's very hard because my conscience knows that I didn't use my time right.
So I spent all of these years and I didn't accomplish anything is one of the things that's hard to get rid of.
No, like let's say in this case, when you were talking about someone who was talking about a bad relationship
yes.
5 years ago, in a way, his conscience or her conscience knows that they weren't angels in the relationship.
Right.
And so that conscience will always keep you anchored to it. Because you're not accepting it, you're not acknowledging your role in what happened.
So part of letting go of the past is that acknowledgement that sometimes, often, if not always, we're complicit in it. But also, if it's hurting us 1 year, 5 years, 10 years later, then we're probably re-injuring ourselves within our fantasy world.
Yeah, it's like taking they must have stabbed you once and taking the same knife
right.
and stabbing yourself again and again and again.
So within that, the pain that I feel it's a difference between possibly pain and suffering. The pain we feel initially in the loss, in the abuse or whatever. The suffering is the pain that we had relived through the story again and again.
Right.
I was so helpless. I can't believe I let that happen to me, etc. That's the self-forgiveness of, if I could have done better at that point, I would have done better, and next time I will do better.
Right. And also I feel like I didn't use my time right. I either wasted it or did mean things or I didn't, and I have to take that responsibility.
So does that mean that today I can look at myself, even though I'm not remembering any regrets, and say, to make my world better, I need to start thinking right now of how to make good use of my time?
Exactly. If I use my time right now, then it's very easy to let it go, let the past go, because I'm creating such a beautiful present that the past automatically kind of falls off.
In a strange way, I think when we say goodbye to loved ones, and if we've used the present well, and there's no unfinished business, then we suffer the loss, but we don't have the loss with regret as much, because we used our time well.
Right. And the most important thing is about letting go of the past, I feel, is that I have to fly.
Mm-hmm.
I have the capacity and the strength to fly. And by holding on to it,
so
it's not happening.
How do we get the feeling that I have the right to fly if we're feeling burdened by the past? Is there a...
Change your questions.
Mm-hmm. Change the questions.
Because you have to understand.
Yes.
And you have to understand how. And understand your thoughts. That whatever is happening with your thoughts.
So the second piece of this is understand that, change the questions to more proactive, to understand the thoughts in that I'm no happier than the last thought I really had.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. And then also that I have to make a commitment that I'm not going to repeat the mistakes of the past.
So once again, we're looking for present behavior that leads to future. Next time this comes up, I will handle it better. And handle it with more love and more compassion for myself along the way. So within this, combined always with the meditation, which sort of clears out, gets our thinking more clear, or makes our thinking clearer within this, then most of us should be pretty free of the past if we just pay attention. Good. I think that's good. Thank you, Shireen. And thank you for joining us this evening. I hope this has helped make your life and your past a little more delightful. Good night.